I'm the newbie. I start talking before they open my mic. Welcome back to the Brian Park Project from NPR News. We're always available online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Luke Burbank. Coming up, we teach Rachel about the microphone. Mm-hmm. We also hear an interview with the Hot 8 Brass Band. First, though, let's get today's top stories from Laura Conaway.
This is NPR.
Hello again, everyone. Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney says he would avoid following any given religion in making national decisions, but he wouldn't keep God out of government altogether. Romney gave a speech Thursday explaining his views on religious liberty and his own Mormon faith.
Freedom requires religion, just as religion requires freedom. Freedom opens the windows of the soul so that man can discover his most profound beliefs and commune with God. Freedom and religion endure together or perish alone.
The former Massachusetts governor has faced skepticism over whether he could separate personal belief and public politics. Lawmakers in Washington want better gas mileage, way better. The House of Representatives passed energy measures on Thursday that call for a 40% increase in fuel economy for cars and light trucks. The bill is expected to get a big rewrite in the Senate over two particular issues. It calls for $21 billion in new taxes, much of that on the oil industry. And second, it insists electric companies gin up 15% of their juice from green sources like wind or solar. The White House issued a statement saying it would veto the bill in its current form. A move to expand federal hate crimes laws to include attacks on gay people has failed. The measure had support among Democrats and moderate Republicans, but it was attached to a defense bill that would have authorized more money for the Iraq War, an unpopular idea among anti-war Democrats. The current hate crimes bill covers violence based on race, religion, ethnicity, and national origin. 105 people are dead in China after a gas explosion at a coal mine. The accident occurred in Linfen. Reports say about 5,000 miners lose their lives in China each year. That's the worst mining record in the world. Two Major League Baseball players are facing suspensions for having received human growth hormone and steroids. Jake Gibbons of the Baltimore Orioles and Jose Guillen, now of the Kansas City Royals, will sit out the first 15 days of the 2008 season under punishment handed down by the commissioner's office. Neither player tested positive for actually taking the banned substances. A report in the New York Times says the disciplinary actions give a hint of how the league will deal with players who could be named in the former Senator George Mitchell's report on steroids in baseball. That's the news for now. The news is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Rachel and Luke, back to you.
Thank you, Laura.
Thanks, Laura.
Much.